Have a seat, guys. So raise your hand if you wear flip-flops. You know, flip-flops, the things, the thongs, you know, with your... You wear sandals? Raise your hand if you wear sandals. No, no sandals. But flip-flops. You don't wear flip-flops? No. Okay. You know, in Jesus' time, they wore sandals or kind of like flip-flops. The way they did it is they had this weed, we call it hemp, and they would twist it. They'd cut it when it was green, and they would twist it, and then they put a rock on either end, and then they let it dry. And then after it dried, they would take and they would twist it in a loop, like a cinnamon roll, like that. And then they would take thread and they would sew it together. And that was their shoe, their sandal. Nobody had shoes like we have. They just wore sandals. Now, if you were really wealthy, then you wore leather sandals, which had a flat sole on the bottom. But essentially, it was like going barefoot with fancy footwear. No socks, nothing. And you know yourself, if you wear flip-flops now, or even sandals without socks, your feet are going to get horribly dirty. Well, think about those days. They didn't have cars. So how'd they get around? On horses and other animals, donkeys, things like that. So they all went on the same road, and they didn't have asphalt, they had mud. The way they did is they would take a big square brick, big rock, heavy rock, and they would tie ropes to it, tie it to a horse, and the horse would drag the rock along the road, and they would smooth out the road. That's the way they did it. So when they did that, maybe once every 2 or 3 years. In the meantime, all the horses, all the cows, all the other, everything walked along that road. Guess what? They weren't very clean when they did that. That road got to be pretty dirty. So when you walked on those sandals and you didn't have leather soles, you just had grass, all the dirt squeezed through the grass. Made for pretty dirty feet, huh? So when you went to someone's house, what'd they do? They had to clean your feet. Now, if you were the owner of the house, were you going to clean somebody's feet? No, you had servants or slaves to do that. So who would do it? Would it be your best slave? Would it be the slave that took care of your bedroom? Would it be the slave that made your kitchen? No, it'd be your worst slave, your lowest slave, your lowest servant. And they would clean your feet when you came into the house. That's why people took off their shoes. That's why they did it in Japan. That's why they did it lots of places. People took off their sandals because they were dirty and their feet were dirty. And then their feet were clean before they went into the house. So when Jesus went to clean the feet of his disciples, that was a pretty big thing, huh? Jesus in John chapter 13, he cleans the feet of the disciples, and so they were shocked that Jesus, who they thought of as the Son of God, would clean their feet. But Jesus was showing them something that we often forget here in America. Especially here in America. There are other places too, but let's deal with us. We get too proud. We forget that the biggest thing you can do, the strongest thing you can do, the most important and loving thing you could do is serve. We all have a point. We all have opinions. Everybody here has an opinion about something. You know, some people like me, some people don't. Some people think this is good, some people think that is good. Some people like this politician, some people like that politician. We all have lots of opinions. But we're all in this together. All of us. And when we use our opinions to separate ourselves, we forget that we're not serving. We're trying to rule the world. Jesus made it very clear that we serve. Everyone serves. Doesn't matter. We're entitled to our opinions, but we do it gently. We're entitled to having a point of view, but we do it gently. What's the first thing we do? We serve. That's the first step in love. The first step in love. When you meet the person that you're going to fall in love with and you're going to have for a lifetime partner, you're going to have to, the first step is be friendly, is serve them, is provide something that they're looking for. Maybe it's laughter. Maybe it's a joke. Maybe it's a book. Maybe it's a piece of candy. Doesn't matter. It will be service is your first step. And that's what Jesus wanted us to understand. Service. So today we're going to have an exercise in service. Just like Jesus, I'm no better than he is. We're going to wash somebody's feet. So we're going to start with an adult because it's harder for them than it is for you guys. Tom. Have a seat, please.
No, face them.
You don't face me. So Jesus loved his people. And he offered them his love. And he offered them his affection. And it was embarrassing for them. Just like it's embarrassing for Tom here. Just like it's embarrassing for me. But we serve. Well, yeah, I remembered. I serve, remember? I wasn't going to put cold water on your foot. Receive the grace and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord loves you. Thank you, Tom. I have a young man who's 15 today. Come on. Have a seat. So it's hard for us to do this. It's hard for us to accept it. Sometimes it's harder to accept it than it is to do it. I remember when it was done to me, it took me days to get over it. See, Jesus wanted us to understand that he loved us and that by washing us, he forgave us. By washing us, he empowered us. He made us his special children. No, sit. God loves you. God forgives you. God empowers you. You are a child of God. Happy birthday. We, as human beings, have to come to terms with our own frailty, our own weakness. You guys, one of the hardest things you deal with as young men is your ego. It's hard. It's hard to ask for help. It's hard to admit you're wrong. You serve the people who love you. when you do that. It's hard, but it's grace, not only for you, but for them as well. Can you remember that? Remember that, guys? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, look at these fine young people, and actually all the young people in our church. Look at their parents, good people who strive for their young, who strive to help them, encourage them, protect them. Give them grace, Lord. Give them grace to be courageous enough to be humble. Give them grace to know that they are loved, truly, deeply loved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks, guys.